1033 WZND Wake Up Normal. It's your girl Joy. I'm in the studio with Keegan and a very special guest, Paul Meister. You are an instructor here at Illinois State. And also, before we even get into why you're here, tell us more about your role here at ISU.
Okay, my role here at ISU is, I actually like to call myself the Swiss Army knife of our department. Mm-hmm. Because I do a variety of different roles. One of them is teaching the large Geo 102 section, or introductory to geology. Mm-hmm. I also help teach field camp, our field geology course out west. I also run the Earth and Space Science Education Program. I'm the advisor for that. So I do a variety of different roles for our department, which is a lengthy term, the geography, geology, and the environment.
Yes, yes. So tell us why you're here, what event, what's going on?
Okay, I'm here to promote an event that's really special, I think. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys, first of all, for inviting me on, because this
Thanks
is really
for coming.
Cool.
Thank you.
And the event is celebrating John Wesley Powell's 150th anniversary of his 1969 trip down the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. Now, that was not his first trip, but it was one of his most notable ones. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Jessica Chambers and the Horticulture Center, and especially her graduate student, Vanya, who did some incredible work to try and get this event together. And what we're doing really is we're promoting John Wesley Powell as not only a scientist, but an explorer and the person he was and the impact that he had on Central Illinois and ISU and Wesleyan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, what could people that come to this event, what could they really expect to hear from at this event?
Well, there'll be three speakers. So myself, I'll be talking about John Wesley Powell and his impact on geology and science. And then two others, Bill Kemp, will be speaking on kind of his impact on Central Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then Marcia Thomas will be speaking on his wife, Emma Dean's impact, which is I think is going to be really cool. His wife actually, I don't want to spoil too much, but his wife actually went on some of the expeditions with him, which I had no knowledge of. So it's, mm-hmm. it's going to be really cool. There'll also be artifacts shown. So there'll be several artifacts that were recently discovered, as well as some that we've known existed for a while.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to ask you, Paul. Okay, I was doing a little research on John Wesley Powell, and it says that he took a 3-month river trip to the Green and Colorado rivers. So is this something that you can see yourself doing? Because I don't know if I can make it, y'all. I don't know.
Well, oh, man, how much time do I have? That's a great question. And first of all, his trip, 3 months, is so incredible. Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever explored it. He actually only had one arm. He went down this in wooden canoes. And there's a lot of strange twists and fates in this story, one of which that I actually was able this summer to raft parts of the Colorado River, which I had never done before. And again, 150 years after John Wesley Powell. And on top of that, I was with someone whose last name is Powell, who's very special to me. And so that was it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I was only for a few hours, but I'm not sure if I could do 3 months. Maybe a few days, not 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And especially technology now is much more different than I can mm-hmm. imagine from back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, honestly, if I was thinking when you said it, it's like, well, I was like, he could do it in the summer since he is a professor, too. I was like, he does have some time to technically mm-hmm. do it if you wanted to. But I know for me, I definitely could not do that. So talking a little bit more about Powell, he was a professor at Illinois Wesleyan University, the little bit of a crosstown rival over there. So it's like, and you had a very interesting fact about that. You want to go ahead and let the viewers, or not the viewers, listeners know about what was that fact was?
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking a little bit off air. There's two things I brought up, and one was that he didn't have an official formal degree. He was a very instrumental time or a guy at that time who liked to take students into the field, and that was at the cutting edge. And his forte was field work and going out and looking at things and doing things. And there's a quote out there that a student said that the textbooks often went to the wind, and that's really what happened. He took lots of students in the field, and that's how he learned, and that's how he taught, and it was pretty amazing.
Honestly, I am also like that. I am more of a hands-on learner. I can also sit there, but it's like me, how I learn best is during field work. So like here, it's like I learn by doing this. I'm learning more about like doing this actually. Yeah, but we're going to take a quick break real quick. We got some more great music coming your way right now. Paul's going to stay with us, but we got more great music. Deny my dear.
1033 WZND Wake Up Normal. It's your girl Joy in the studio with Keegan and our very special guest Paul Meister, an instructor here at ISU, and also has been telling us about this event, which is the John Wesley Powell 150th anniversary celebration. So Paul, just give us a little recap. What's some information on the event?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an event celebrating the 150th anniversary of John Wesley Powell's trip to the Grand Canyon in 1969. And there'll be a couple speakers there other than myself. We'll have several of the artifacts that he collected. And I forgot to mention last time, cake. We can't forget
that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So you're also going to have artifacts there and things like that. So this is going to be definitely an event that you don't want to miss. It's going to be a lot of different speakers that I feel will give an interesting perspective, especially since Powell actually taught at Illinois Wesleyan in town. So it's very, you know, nostalgic event going on. It's going to be at the ISU Alumni Center.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it's tomorrow. What time is
tomorrow
it?
Tomorrow from 5 to 7.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. And if you guys have any other more questions about that event, it is free of charge. So perfect event, you know, for a Friday evening. You can contact Jessica Chambers with questions at 309-438-3496 for more information on the event. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah, also, I know we talked about dates in the previous segment, and I do want to shamelessly plug our department, the Geography, Geology, and the Environment. The dates line up perfectly for us. It's the 150th anniversary of John Wesley Powell's 1969 expedition. It's also the 50th anniversary of the official formation of our geology program or geology tract, and the 25th anniversary of our hydrogeology master's program. So again, those dates line up perfectly, which is crazy. Right.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much once again, Paul Meister, for coming in and speaking with us. We can't thank you enough. I just think that, you know, we have to know our history in order to move forward.
Yes.
And just how you said, it's kind of like almost surreal that, you know, you have, you know, kind of followed the same role. You're a professor, and then you have done the trip through the Grand Canyon the same that Powell did. So that's just crazy to me. You know, you got to know your history.
It's absolutely. It's like, and it's like people should be knowing more about this event because of how interesting it is, because it's like, unfortunately, before we, Brandon told us about you're coming in and I didn't know about this. And it's like, this is an absolutely insane story of this man's journey through that. And it's like where he comes from also is very interesting as well.
Yeah, I mean, as we mentioned off air, that we could talk for, you know, hours about this guy and the impact he had on Central Illinois and science and just what a cool person he was, and not to overlook his wife. I mean, I can't wait to hear that story. I'm not that familiar with his wife, and from what I understand, she was as special as him, and I can't wait to hear that on Friday. But thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for coming in today with us, Paul. Guys, the Alumni Center, 5 to 7 tomorrow night. Be there or be square. Thank you again so much, Paul, for coming in with us. We got more great music coming your way.